Welcome to the DBS Films Podcast, a behind-the-scenes look into making indie films. Learn from DBS Films about their process, tips, and fun stories that all come with making multiple movies a reality.
Hey everybody, welcome to DBS Films Podcast. My name is Kellen, it's just me and you, so that means it is a DBS Film production update. Today is September 3rd, and really the big thing is we are almost done with Into the Forest 2.0's casting. For those of you who are just listening to this episode now, Into the Forest 2.0 is going to be our newest film that is scheduled to take place in October. It's going to be a found footage movie. It's also going to basically be a very similar concept, yet different story overall than Into the Forest, which is one of our movies now on Tubi. You can also take a look at The Haunting of the Murder House, which is on Amazon Prime. And on top of that, you can see The Girl in Cabin 13 on Tubi for free as well. Finally, be sure to join our Discord because you could actually be part of that casting process I'm talking about, and you could have a chance to be in a horror movie with us. So be sure to take advantage of that because we're going to continue to do so because our auditions were absolutely amazing. Speaking of which, the auditions. So guys, we had a ton of people. We had over 700 auditions. And we had about 1,300 individual roles. And that's not even counting the ones that we got on backstage. Again, you can audition for our movies in our Discord for free and get priority, or you can pay $150 to backstage, which is their membership cost, and then be part of the masses up there. I think we had about like 3,000 auditions there. So we had a ton of talent. And really, I am just so impressed with how skilled everyone is. I feel like my job right now is a complete nightmare because I have to literally pick one person when essentially every single one of the callbacks were so good. So I think I spent about 26, 28 hours or something like that over the past week and a half doing these callbacks, but it's been an absolute pleasure. And the reason for that is because I got to talk with such amazingly talented people in our Discord channel, people who are very, very skilled, very talented. Like I said, making my life super difficult right now. Because what we need to do is find just one person for these roles. However, do not worry, I've figured out a way to fix that problem. And that problem is going to get fixed by us just making more and more and more movies. So everyone who did make it through the callback, congratulations. You guys were very, very talented. We will have some updates for you most likely at the start of next week, like Tuesday, Wednesday. I'll have some updates probably Saturday, Sunday. So keep posted. And again, if you do not make it through, do not worry. You just keep auditioning and eventually you will 100% be on set with us. So that being said, the audition process was our major focus as we are ramping up. We want to get this movie taken care of. After that, the other big thing is the shapeshifter. Shapeshifter has been just a little bit delayed because we're basically trying to figure out how we can get the additional few clips that we need. But more importantly, we're kind of now shifting our focus from finishing the shapeshifter to just getting everything ready for Into the Forest 2.0. So while we were really hoping to kind of get that out and get that done, it took us a little bit too long. So we basically said, all right, you know what we're going to do? We'll just go ahead and make sure we nail the found footage movie, and thus Shapeshifter might be a little bit delayed, but hey, that's just how filmmaking works. That is the process for it. The other big things that we have, our Discord channel is rapidly growing again. TikTok has blessed us a little bit in the sense that we have a lot of trending videos right now. We're able to go from 7,500 people to 8,300 people in like 3 days. So really, really great seeing all of the new members here. If you are a new member and you're listening to this, be sure to introduce yourself. Be sure to hop right in. Be sure to join all of our fun events because that is really the fun part of DBS Films. Also, we have our Discord challenges are ending. They ended last night, and guys, they were so good. The special effects, the writing, the acting, all of it was absolutely amazing. The fan art, I am just absolutely thrilled with how talented everyone is in this Discord channel. And again, it is going to be something that we do every week. I mean, every 2 weeks, we're going to have a new challenge. So literally at the stroke of midnight when it ends, we're going to have new challenges for everyone to hop right into because we want to keep the creativity going. We want to keep this moving forward. And, you know, we want to use this as the way that we figure out, you know, who is really understanding what we're looking for as acting when it comes to writing, when it comes to all of the things that we're going to need as we continue to scale and grow. So by far the best things you can do besides actually auditioning for our movies to get into our movies is doing these challenges. So make sure you guys go ahead and you do your challenges because that is going to be the best way for you to get direct feedback from us. Cause I'm going to watch each and every one of these personally because you know, it's something where I know just how talented this community is. And like I've said before, and I'll say again, you know, we want to give you guys a platform for your creativity and for your abilities. So that really kind of sums up everything. You know, we still have a lot of really good support when it comes to The Haunting of the Murder House, which is doing really good. Number one on Amazon Prime releases. up there with like 130 something reviews now. So it's up there doing well. It should be on Tubi in probably 2 or 3 weeks, which is going to be the second big push. We are still waiting on Kickstarter to basically transfer the funds. Another L for Kickstarter, in my opinion. Once we get the funds, we'll be able to place the order. Once we get the orders, we'll be able to have all that merch and good stuff sent out to you guys. So we're excited for that. And as always, we're going to go ahead and hop into a few questions to answer from our community. So first question that we have is from Vin, and congrats on becoming a newest JMod for us, Vin. Really well deserved. She mentioned, if you had an unlimited budget at your disposal, what would be your dream production project? So I think there's a lot that you could go into it. You could say like what my dream horror movie would be, what my dream, you know, other projects would be. But I think the biggest thing for me is I have this story, and like it's essentially kind of like a medieval fantasy type. Like I'm a big fan of like The Witcher and like Baldur's Gates. And I mean, like I even thought Game of Thrones was pretty good until like the last few seasons, but it's kind of like an epic set in, you know, your typical fantasy. It'd be more on the realistic side. So I think it'd be more towards like the actual Witcher versus like the Netflix Witcher one. But basically the thing that I want to do that I think is making it different is I want to make it very character focused, and I already have basically some of my characters picked out. I want to give them very long arcs over like 7 to 8 seasons. And I just think it's something where I would love to tell an epic of like 8 to 9 seasons. But the reason I also would love to do it in the fantasy realm and that is I would loop it into a video game, like hand in hand. Like I would literally make it so it's very, very user experience. Like you can hop directly into the world that's about the story. And it just seems like it's a seamless flow back and forth. So it'd almost be kind of like an MMR or MMORPG with like a you know, actual story behind it. And I think, you know, the goal would be to create like a full-on universe. So that would be my dream project. I think that's something, again, where like I will explore like 20, 30 years down the road. Like I'd really need to have like a lot under my belt before I even begin to think about tackling something like that. So the next question we have is from Tina Lee. We absolutely love having you here, Tina Lee, as always. And your question was, will you guys be willing to do a longer 2-hour slow burn horror movie if you have the right script? I would say 100%. I think the reason why our movies are so short, though, is simply because of budget, more so than wanting to do a longer one. The biggest thing is, like, if you wanted to do a 2-hour movie, you're probably looking at like 13 to 14, possibly 15 days. And like we typically shoot around like 7 to 8 to 9. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, like another 40 minutes, that's basically 50% more. So, you know, if you're doing 9, you might need 4 more days. You're looking at like 13 days. So I think that's kind of our biggest hesitation is the budget one. But I would love to do a slow burn one. I'd love to do a 3-part series would be really cool. Like an even longer series would be really cool. So we're definitely open to the idea. But I think that's just another one where it comes back to, you know, the limitation of budgets. And then we have Old Papa Delicious. It looks like a new member of ours, but they mentioned that instead of horror movies, what other type of genre would you do? I would be open to doing basically all of these genre movies. Like I really, really would love to do action. I really, really would love to do, a thriller. I think I'd love to take my hand at a comedy. I don't know how good we'd be at that, because I think comedy is probably one of the hardest ones. I'd do a romance too. Like I think I'd love to try and just explore all of the different genres and go through them. The biggest issue, as we mentioned before, really horror is one of the only genres that is setting yourself up to make your money back just in the nature of it, because you have a built-in audience and you also don't need to have any kind of like major characters in that sense too. So I think that goes back to kind of the theme of some of the past two questions, which has been really the budget side of things. So that's going to go ahead and wrap up this week's episode for the Indie Production Update. Be sure to take a look at our Discord online. Be sure to go ahead and watch our movies. Be sure to give us a follow, all that fun stuff. And if you've ever wanted to be in a movie, make sure you join that Discord. Make sure you hop on the challenges. Make sure you get on the auditions, because we make movies for our fans, with our fans, and we really mean it. So until then, have a good one.